Hey there, it's Carolyn. Before we start today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a brand new challenge that we have starting over in the Homestead Kitchen membership really soon. This one is all about making your very own herbal oils and culinary oils and cosmetic oils and turning them into salves and balms for your herbal medicine cabinet. If you're interested in joining me for the Herbal Oils and Salves Challenge, then go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Alan, on water glassing eggs, can I reuse the solution over again and refill the bucket?
So for this, we're talking about the lime solution that is used for liming eggs. And you know, this is the first year that at this point I have not limed any eggs in years, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I should do that. So we have some fresh.
Good backup.
For fried eggs and things like that as the chickens start to slow down. But no, you really don't want to reuse the solution. You want to go ahead and pour that out and refill the bucket when you're ready to do a new year of eggs. The lime water in there is great for disinfecting things and especially for ridding areas of pests. It's what they used to use to clean their pantries at the end of the year. And I don't mean the leftovers from the water glassing particularly. I just mean the lime solution. And they would clean that down because it's so antimicrobial and the insects just really don't like it, that it helps to kind of sterilize. I want to say that loosely. It's not a technical sterilization, but it really does clean an area and kind of cut the germs way back. So to use that solution, you can go pour it around your chicken coop edges. That's a great way. It'll cut back the mites or any problems with chicken lice or anything that you might be getting in your chicken coop. You can scrub areas down with it. If you have an area where you have ant problems or anything like that, you know, you can just walk around the exterior perimeter of your house and just pour a line of this stuff right on down to keep insects and things from coming in that way. So there's a lot that you can do with it, but I would not reuse it another time for eggs. You just don't want it to get too, the solution changes as it sits. You know, either you're losing some water to evaporation or, you know, something like that's happening in the process. And so it's better just to start fresh.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.